bite-sized radio plays are written and directed by Robin Karakash. The games people play. Na, na, na.
Hi Jane, good to see you again. It's seriously busy here in the club today. Lots of people. Maybe it's the new bingo lunch special offer. Anyway, let's grab our bingo cards and take this table.
Oh dear, Faye, it's bingo table number 13. That could be a worry.
I'm not worried about an unlucky number 13, Jane. But don't mention the word table to me. At the moment, it's a very sore topic at my house.
Really, Faye? A table? Why? What's happened? Do tell all.
Well, last Saturday night, my son had a 21st birthday party at my place and things got out of hand.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's bingo session.
Sounds like we have a new bingo call today, and he's starting on time too.
Yeah, I'm feeling lucky today too. You know, I remember when.
Hello, hello, hello everyone. Let me introduce myself. Bingo Bazza is my name and bingo is my game. I'm your bingo call for today.
Bingo Bazza?
That's right, that's my name, and I say good luck to all of you. And here we go. Our first game and our first ball and our first number, it's number 11. That's legs 11, number 11.
Wow, I've got legs 11. That's a good start. Now, Faye, how about you tell me about that table problem of yours?
Well, as I said, my son was having a 21st birthday party. It was all getting pretty lively and very noisy. Everyone was getting a...
dirty knee. That's number 33, dirty knee.
33? Dirty knee? No, that's not me. No luck there. Well, anyway, back to the birthday party. Everybody was getting fired up. Well, I have to say, we all probably had a bit too much to drink and people started to...
duck and dive. That's number 25. Duck and dive.
People started to what?
People started to...
bang on the drum. That's number 71. Bang on the drum.
That's not me. I haven't got number 71. Anyway, the music was getting louder and everybody was dancing madly with...
droopy drawers. That's number 44. That's droopy drawers.
Still not me. And I don't have droopy drawers or number 44. Faye, what happened then when everyone was dancing?
Well, Jane, people started dancing everywhere. In the kitchen, out on the veranda, on my special white chairs, all over the cream couch, even on...
Christmas cake. That's number 38. Christmas cake.
On the what? Not on the Christmas cake, but where else?
On my new glass top coffee table.
Oh no, Faye, not on your new glass top coffee table. What about on the...
garden gate. Number 8 is garden gate.
No, not on the garden gate. But yes, I do have that number 8. And guess what?
Make them wait. That's number 58. Make them wait.
You made them wait, Faye?
No, I didn't make them wait. That's number 58. I said...
rise and shine. That's number 29. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine. I do have number 29. Great. But what happened is that they broke my special glass top coffee table.
Stop and run. That's number 81. Stop and run.
What? Did they stop and run? I know. I mean, did they really?
Clean the floor. That's number 54. Clean the floor.
Clean the floor. Number 54. Did they clean the floor? I mean...
I can't keep up. This bingo game is getting so confusing.
Jump and jive. That's number 35. Jump and jive.
And funny thing. That's exactly what they did. They were all dancing and they even did a jump and jive.
No, jump and jive? Who did that?
The Dancing Queen. That's number 17, the Dancing Queen.
The Dancing Queen? Who was the Dancing Queen? Faye, did you have a Dancing Queen at the party? I'm getting so mixed up, I mean...
Winnie the Pooh. That's number 42. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh? Winnie the Pooh was the Dancing Queen?
No, that's not right. It wasn't Winnie the Pooh. That's number 42. It was.
Man Alive. That's number 5. Man Alive.
Man Alive. I'd love to have a man alive. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, I'd love to have that number 5.
I do have a man alive. I mean, I do have number 5. I've got that number. This caller is calling way too fast for me. What's his name? Bingo Bazza. He's way too fast. Shout out to him, Jane, to slow down for us.
No, not me, Faye. You do it. You call out.
Okay, I will. Bingo caller. Hey, Bingo Bazza, can you slow down a bit? We're having trouble keeping up with you.
Did someone call Bingo Bazza? Yes, take table 13, did you say slow down? I can do that for you. I'm always here to help.
Great. Thank you, Bingo Bazza.
I'm calling Dirty Gertie. That's number 30. Dirty Gertie.
I'm Dirty Gertie. I'm not Dirty Gertie. I mean, I've got the number 30. I've got that number.
Congrats, Faye. Now, let's hear more about your broken coffee table at your son's party.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only was the coffee table broken, but my son was knocked out. And he broke his arm. And we had to call an ambulance. And...
what did you just say, Faye? I missed it.
I said we needed to call an ambulance.
What? Seriously? You called an ambulance?
Call an ambulance? Call an ambulance? I heard that and I can help. I can call an ambulance. Don't you worry. I'm doing it now. Who needs the ambulance? It sounds like it's the ladies at table number 13. Everyone stay calm. Emergency procedures are now in place.
Oh, no! Wait, Bingo Bazza, I didn't mean to.
Bingo Bazza, don't trouble yourself.
It's no trouble, ladies. Now stay calm, everyone. Help is on the way. The game is over for today. Would everyone please move slowly to the exit door?
Faye was played by Carol Adamson, Jane was played by Carmen Moran, and Bingo Bazza was played by Jock Bidwell. Bite-sized radio plays are written and directed by Robin Karakash and produced at the studios of Highland FM 107.1.
Highland.